worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
And good afternoon and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We have concluded 1 week of the teaching, Faith That Works. If you missed any of the episodes, you could go back to the archive through the WMIE 91.5 website. So you could go online, you could Google it, WMIE 91.5. And then when you go to the website, there's a place there where you'll be able to find the program, Make Your Day Count, and you'll be able to click the archived programs. So you can listen on demand when we're actually airing, or you can listen after the fact. And you could also send links of the teaching to your family and friends outside of the listening area. So all of the archived programs are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to be shared with anybody who has an internet connection. They don't necessarily have to be right here in the immediate listening area. They could download and listen through the internet. So we want to encourage you to go back to the teachings, especially if you missed any day this week, and also just to refresh in the Word. James chapter 2, verse 22 tells us, "Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect?" So how is our faith perfected? By doing it one step at a time, one work at a time, one piece of evidence at a time. So faith is evidence. It is the evidence that we believe. So what is evidence? If you're in a court of law, evidence must be something tangible. It can't be hearsay. That's inadmissible.
Yeah.
In the court of law, hearsay can't come up in there. Gossip can't come up in there. It has to be an eyewitness account or something tangible that there is actual proof, living proof on, to tie with the case. So such it is so with the Word of God. So when we're operating by faith, there's evidence that we believe. There's evidence that we are working toward specific substance by faith. So we should be able to see. We should be able to know based off of what we do, our corresponding action.
Faith is, as we wrap it up this week, faith is. So faith always work in the now, not the past. It's right now. Now faith. So faith that work is now, because we're doing it when?
Now.
That's it. We're doing it now. We're doing it. We do it because of what we heard. Now, on Monday, Pastor Dad, when you talk about Mary, hear the word. The angels came. We're wrapping up all this week teaching, and you can go back to the archive and find the teaching. So we just give a brief summary now of the last 4 days that we were on the subject. And I want to just touch back on Mary, because Mary got a word. Yeah, and the angel came to Mary and says, "Blessed are you, woman, you have found," and I'm paraphrasing, "favor with God, because you will conceive in your womb and you will produce. It's a word.
Mm-hmm.
He's just having this conversation. And you will produce a son, the Savior, mm-hmm. the Christ. And Mary heard it. And then doubt came. It's impossible came. That's why it says faith. What faith is not mm-hmm. doubted. Faith is believing, acting. That's what faith is. You have to believe. It says, how could this be? Mm-hmm. Which was a reasonable
question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a virgin. The Bible's clear. This virgin has known no man. So we clear in scripture. Mm-hmm. You guys can read Luke. The whole thing is in Luke, recorded in Luke. So how faith works, because we're talking about faith mm-hmm. that works. And it works only through the word. Mm-hmm. I don't know nowhere else. Because anything outside of that is not faith. Mm-hmm. Faith is unseen. Faith, the things that is unseen must become seen. That's what faith mm-hmm. is. Faith is taking the invisible to the visible. Somebody got to get this here. Let me just let this sink in my own spirit. Faith is taking the invisible and bring it to the visible realm, where now everyone can touch it, see it, believe it. You know? So when it comes to the visible realm, it doesn't need faith. You see it. Mm-hmm. It's touchable. But when it was in the unseen realm, that's where the faith worked now. So faith is working on that invisible word, substance that is going to become visible, proof, which is evidence, you say, we give.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back to Mary, because we'll spend all day here just talking about this. And Mary says, this is impossible. Mm-hmm. This can't be. This can't be. And then the angel went back mm-hmm. to further explain it. She says, Mary, it gonna happen by God. The Spirit gonna come upon you, mm-hmm. and it is God. Oh, we said it over and over this week. God in you that make it work, not you. Can we get that? Is the faith that we exercise is God in us that making it work?
Amen.
God in us. And the other point, I'll let you guys talk, because I'll be rumbling all here. When Mary get it, mm-hmm. he said, blessed is he who believe. Mm-hmm. Because there will be a performance of the things that is spoken to you by the Lord. You know, Mary believe it. Mm-hmm. When she believe it, she get up mm-hmm. and act. When she believe it, mm-hmm. she get up and act, and the angel depart mm-hmm. because it is not real. It become real mm-hmm. to her, and she act, and then the manifestation comes.
Okay. That was great. I know we're reading James 2, but I'd like to read part of James 1, because it says something really good. James 1 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So what were we talking about last week? Last week we were talking about the fruits of the Spirit, and patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. So by exercising faith, we have part of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
And further down in James 6, he says, but let not him ask in faith with no doubting, mm-hmm. for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Beautiful.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying, if you have faith but you're doubting, then you're not really, you don't really have faith. You're double-minded. So that just stood out to me, and I just wanted to share that with you from James 1.
And the double-mindedness, if we bring that in with Mary at first, mm-hmm. when she her first mindset, her natural mindset, how can this be since I do not know a man? So there was double-mindedness. She wants to receive the word from the angel, but at the same time, she's looking at the natural factor. So when the angel then gives the answer, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So now he gives the other part, verse 36. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. So what was spoken to her was big. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Yeah. That was big. She didn't have tangible evidence of it yet. She just had the word. She couldn't go run to Walgreens and get a 1-minute pregnancy test. She couldn't do that. So it would be over the process of time that there would be physical evidence of the conception. It would be over time. Well, immediately she had the option to go and confirm, is this angel know what he's talking about? Let me go check and see Elizabeth. What's going on with Elizabeth? So when she went now, because she could do that, that's at her level, right? Okay, because when we're operating by faith, we have this big, huge vision from God. By faith, we receive it. Now, how are we going to get to the fulfillment of it? Step by step. Faith that works, step by step. So what step can she manage for confirmation? She can manage going to see Elizabeth. It says she arose with haste and she hurried up and went. So that was within her reach. That was within her means to be able to make the trip, to be able to get confirmation of what the angel said. So as soon as she comes in contact with Elizabeth, she now has confirmation. The angel knows what he is talking about. So she's getting confidence in this word, confidence in this assignment. Not only did the angel tell spot on Elizabeth's situation that she was pregnant with child after all these years of being called barren, but now Elizabeth begins to prophesy to her the same that the angel prophesied to her. So now she's getting a prophetic word from Elizabeth. Elizabeth is confirming to her. Elizabeth, a physical person that she knows, is telling her what the angel had already prophesied to her, that there would be a fulfillment. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.